This next piece and the one after, they're both from, as you see on the program, the university's news film library, the notable and noted Fox Movietone news collection. I had seen a videotape of this piece several years ago, just out of curiosity, seeing in the catalog that there was, in fact, a film made about television in 1928 was surprising enough. In fact, you'll see more than one of those throughout the rest of the week from the newsreel collection here. I want to thank, first of all, the film print that you're going to see of this was done pro bono by Technicolor Creative Services in Hollywood. Colleen Simpson took it on as a project for the symposium itself, so we'll be the first to get to see this print. But the projectionist, I think, correctly said that I should point out that the original film itself was not precisely produced, and you will notice a very soft, perhaps even out-of-focus quality to the speaker. What we're going to see here is just a man standing in a studio in New York City talking to the camera when the Movietone sound on film technology was brand new, less than a year old or about a year old. Ives on Television is the way that it's called in the catalog. Dr. Herbert E. Ives of AT&T Bell Laboratories was actually an extraordinarily well-known and well-established physicist and engineer in the first part of the 20th century, and lived a long life and had a lengthy career, published a lot of stuff. But in the 1920s, when he was part of a multi-persons, multi-corporationed project of inventing television, his ideas were mostly about two-way television. And even though this is called Ives on Television, you'll see that what he's actually talking about has more to do with what we would think of as a video phone, not with broadcast television at all. But the other reason that important to think about the production values here, this wasn't made for public consumption, the film you're about to see. It wasn't even technically a newsreel print at all, I don't believe. It was made for the Society of Motion Picture Engineers. So it was shot to be shown at a conference or a convention of the Society of Motion Picture Engineers, now commonly known as SMPTE, with the television and engineers thrown in there. So he's speaking to other professionals about a new technology, television and visual communication via telephone, but also he talks about Movietone, which is a brand new technology as well. So he's a very well-known scientist of the day, connected to corporate research in the development of telephones and television technology. You will see two takes where he reads the same script twice, which is conventional for the period. So I think other than that, just let the piece speak for itself, and we'll have its obvious resonances and connections with the telephone movie that we're leading into. So this is Ives on Television, Fox Movietone print from 1928.